Anyway, folks, on last Saturday's Echo, dated the 20th of August, Councillor Ted Tynan made a case to retain the and reopen the Middleton Yall railway line. Now, Councillor Ted Tynan is a member of the Workers' Party, and indeed he's a member of Cork City Council for Cork City North East. And indeed, he made a great case and brought up a good, very, very good couple of pertinent points there about it. I'm delighted to say that I have Councillor Ted on the line. Good morning to you, Councillor, and indeed you're very, very welcome to the programme, and thanks for taking the time to take the call for me.
Morning, Noel, and thanks for the welcome as well. Yeah,
not at all.
Invite.
Yeah.
Thank
no,
you.
Tell me, I suppose, look, like you and like everybody else, we all have such fond memories, I suppose, of the railway line and the Showboat Express and the train coming down to Yall and half a Cork, I suppose, coming down to Yall with their buckets and spades and the devil knows what. Yeah. Halcyon days. But as we all know now, the railway line closed there in the 70s there and, of course, idle for a while. And now there's a greenway proposed. And indeed, the work has started on the greenway between Yall and Middleton. But you made a very, very clear case there for the reopening of the Yall Middleton line there, so to speak. Can you tell us about what your thoughts are on it?
Yes, certainly, Noel. First of all, like, this country had a fantastic system of railways and indeed tram lines throughout this country, which was installed 150, 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in the 1960s then, the government at the time made a decision to rip up railway lines and indeed the tram lines, and it was a very, very poor decision. It was almost vandalism of a sort, because as you said about the trip to Yall, I can remember going with my family on the train down to the beach in Yall, fantastic couple of hours out in the day. And, of course, we availed of ice cream and whatever else locally as well. And there were the Murrays there and back to Cork. I think it was a major blunder and a major mistake to rip up those railway lines.
It was indeed. And I suppose, again, I suppose CIE and the government at the time were following on, I suppose, that what happened in Britain with the Beeching report, and a lot of the lines were closed around the same time.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
I suppose
it
was the culture of the time, I suppose. Look, roads were the new infrastructure, etc., etc., you know, and it was China generally, not alone in Britain and Ireland, I suppose, but right around the world, there was a lot of these railway lines closed, and unfortunately Yall was one of them.
Yeah. Well, Noel, in America, in the 1930s and in the 1940s, they started ripping up the railway lines.
Yes.
In support of the car, which was then God type of thing.
That's right, yeah.
And then in the 60s, they started putting the railway lines back down again.
Yes.
But having realised their mistake, and at least they recognised they made a mistake and put the railway lines back down, stretching all the full length and breadth of the USA from east to west and north to south. Fantastic railway system. And even though there's work at the moment going on the Greenway, I would call on the authorities and on the NTA and the government to discontinue that work and start putting the railway lines back down.
Well,
I also read details about when the line was opened up to Middleton, that the opening of that line took about 7,000 or 8,000 car journeys off the road per day.
Yes.
And exactly the same thing would happen if you run the line, continue it on down to Yall, it would take an estimated 8,000 car journeys per day off the road. That would have a very positive effect on CO2 emissions, because cars are one of the major culprits when it comes to CO2 emissions. And to take so many cars off the road in one day, and that would be continuous day after day,
it would
reduce the CO2 emissions.
And also,
on top of that, I know I have relations living in Killa and near Yall, and I know people in Castle Marta over the years, and these people are shouting and screaming for a railway line to pick them up, drop them into Cork City, or to take them to place of work and all that, you know.
CIE at the time.
There's people in Cork City who work down near Yarl, you know.
Well, I tell you, Ted, it makes total sense, doesn't it? It makes sense. It makes sense what you're saying. No, I do know that back in the 70s, you know, and indeed CIE, as I said, when they closed the railway line here, a deputation met them at the time here. And CIE, like every other company, I suppose, and it's hard to blame them, the first thing they said, look, we have no problem putting the railway line back to y'all, provided we get bums on seats. Right? Yeah. Now, yeah. That's grand. It has been proven that when they put the railway line, we set back from Cork down to Middleton there, it has been a runaway success. And as you rightly saw, it took nearly 8,000 cars off the road. Now, yeah. We have all seen, I suppose, look, we've all seen the traffic jams there in Killa and Castlemartin there, with people going to work early in the morning there and coming down to the evening there. Yeah. It could be a nightmare. And you make a very, very valid point. The real pity about it now is, look, work on the Greenway has started. Now, I say it has started in stages, and it's a great pity. But I suppose the one point, I suppose, that can be made here is that CIE are still retaining the ownership of the actual Greenway, you know? Yeah. Now, when the idea of a Greenway was mooted, everybody naturally was in favour of it, but some people brought up the idea that, look, the Dungarvan to Waterford Greenway, and indeed when the railway line was taken up there, the Greenway was put in, and indeed it was a huge success because you had beautiful scenic views all the way around Kilmacthomas there on the coast road there, the way the railway line ran. People have said here, and we have got the comments here on the radio, that people have said, look, the Greenway from Yarl to Middleton is true, basically, agricultural land. Now, somebody said, who wants to be looking at cows in the field?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, that's, I suppose, the negative side.
Well, you can look at the fields from the comfort of your railway car.
Yeah.
I
suppose it's a great point, and I suppose a further point, I suppose, looking far ahead with it, I know in this era, I would say, of CO2 emissions, etc. It is powered by diesel at the moment, and it would be a great thing if the line was restored to electrify the lot from
electrify them,
from Cork to Yarl, put up a couple of windmills there, and you have practically near enough free energy to run the train. It would be a great idea. Now, I wonder, with the powers that be, would there be any way of running the two of them side by side, or would the width of the track be big enough, or would the width of the of the line be big enough for that? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I haven't looked at that line either, but I'm sure that could be done, you know.
Yes. So,
and also, the Green Party are in government at the moment. Let them take in, they have Green representatives in East Cork. Let them take an interest in this issue, and let's call a halt to the Greenway, put down the railway tracks, get the job done, and It's not a major engineering feat like laying down railway lines. The expertise is there, could be done quite easily, and let the Greens raise this at cabinet level with the government, because they talk so much about CO2 emissions. Here's a golden opportunity now to help reduce CO2 emissions. Put in your electric railways, and it will be accommodating thousands of people who want to come from the city and visit the beaches in Yarl, and vice versa, people who are going to work in the mornings and the evening, leave their car at home or nearby and get a train.
And as well as that, if you can look at the economic spin-offs that it would have for our town here in Yarl. And like,
all you
have to do is to go back 2 weekends ago to the Ironman here in the town, and you had nearly 10,000 people coming into town here. Now, imagine if you had the train coming in there, like, they'd have doubled that number, and they'd have made a fortune. Yeah. Now, I do know, I suppose, look, that, as you say, the Green Party are in power, and it'd be up to them. But our local politicians, I suppose, the more people talk about it, the more debate you get ongoing on this. And who knows, the more we talk about it, the more people will take an interest in it. And as I said there, I'd like to throw the line open there, or to throw our text line open there. And if anybody has any comments on the Greenway versus the railway, or whatever the case may be, we'd only be too delighted to get him in here. So our phone lines, our text line is open, not our phone line, but our text line is open here, folks, at the moment, if you want to get in. But indeed, as I said there, it's something I suppose we grew up with there. We all have fond memories, and not so much, we'll say, from the nostalgic point of view, but we'll say from the current point of view and looking ahead to the future. Because obviously the future, we've done the full circle now, the future's back on rail again.
Yeah. It is actually, yeah. And railway is now part of the solution to CO2 pollution.
Yes.
So put in the electric train and you'll take thousands of cars off the road. It would make it safer for people to travel, because railways are far more safer, as you know, Noel.
Yeah.
And the more cars you have on the road, the more accidents there's going to be, the more injuries and the more fatalities, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know?
And like we have seen this, because there's quite a good number of people, we say, coming from the West Waterford area, working now in the likes of the pharmaceutical industries up there in Carrigtwohill. And an awful lot of them, we say, drive to Middleton, get the train from Middleton up, or even drive up to downtown there, get the train or whatever the case may be, into the city, into Kent Station or whatever the case may be. So it is a good point, and in fairness, it is. But when you brought up this point, did you bring up this point, we'll say, in a meeting with the Cork City Council, or what kind of response would you have got from it, or did you get from it?
Yeah, I actually opposed the idea of a Greenway, and which is now they've started work on. That's going back about 4 or 5 years, maybe, and I totally opposed it. I said, let's get going on. We put back the railway line, and you know, I used the same arguments that I've used in my article there. And in fact, I had a motion down at City Council going back a number of years to reinstate the railway line. But it fell on deaf ears, I'm afraid. But the powers that be now, you have Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens in power. Let's lobby those guys and get them to raise it at government level and just get the job done, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, you certainly brought up a very, very valid argument for the train, and I suppose hopefully now, like, as I said, there to reiterate again, I'm just wondering, could the two be accommodated? Now, I know you're going to have a problem with health and safety and the whole lot, and the safety of, we say, trippers on the line or cyclists on the line with the train as well. But, you know, it's certainly, it's a talking point, and I think it should be certainly aired more, and I do think that our local politicians here actually in East Cork, and indeed in Cork as well, because by talking about it and by bringing it up, like, we'll be able to at least have some discussion on it anyway.
Yeah, and I'll be talking to the Green Party councillors and Cork City Council as well to get moving on the things, raise with their government, and after all, their leader is the Transport Minister, so
yes,
he has the power to do something about it and let them do it. They can use their clout now in government.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So let's get the job done, and in a couple of years' time, we bring back that railway, and we'll all go to Yall again. You know?
We'll all go to Yall. Well, just as you mentioned there, a text, like, you know, they have responded to our text line, the public have responded to our text line, and we said, all in all, I would be all for the train service back to Yall, the amount of traffic that it would reduce on from our roads. It would be absolutely fantastic. And yeah, just true, it is a very, very valid point. I know people have said the Greenway is the way to go, and cyclists and the whole lot and the whole lot. But look, we have to think of our infrastructure, we have to think of our economics, and we have to think of our town too, and what would mean to our town. So it is a talking point, and indeed, as I said, Councillor Ted Tynan, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on and indeed airing that point. You've brought up a very, very valid point, and I'd be very, very interested to see what the likes of Eamon Ryan would respond to your queries, and indeed our local politicians here that would respond to the queries as well.
Yeah. Well, I will certainly make my visit to talk to the Green councillors in Cork. There are four of them there. They can link up with their other councillors in the East Cork area.
Yes.
And launch a campaign to, like, calling for the reinstatement of the railway line.
Yes.
And I'm sure we can work then on the idea of a Greenway and cycleways as well. You know?
Exactly. But, exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Ted Tynan.
Thanks for the invite as well. I appreciate it greatly.
Not at all. Anytime at all. You're more than welcome. Yeah. And that's Councillor Ted. Thanks, Ted. That's Councillor Ted Tynan there. He's a member of the Workers' Party, and indeed he's a member of Cork City Council for Cork City North East as well. Very valid point he made, I suppose, there about the reopening. And literally, it'll take about 8,000, as a rough approximation, 8,000 cars off the road. It's hard to imagine that 8,000 cars are on the road from Cork, we'll say, to y'all, and indeed to the Middleton area there every day.